Module 8, Lesson 4. Demystifying menopause. What you'll discover: when menopause becomes official, rethinking cultural menopause myths, and resources to thrive during menopause. So let's dive in. Let's talk about menopause. This is a really heavy subject in our culture. Some might even say it's more stigmatized than menstruation itself. Try this experiment. Go onto an internet search engine and search for menopause quotes. I did this when I was doing my research for this lesson, and I couldn't find one positive menopause quote. Not one in searching the internet this way. Luckily, I know some rock stars on this subject, so I could search for their work specifically, but I thought that was really interesting to notice. Our culture completely demonizes menopause. We see it as an illness or a deficiency, something to avoid for as long as physically possible, for fear of loss of youth, vitality, even relevance or femininity. But Christiane Northrup, famous OBGYN, author of many books that we've talked about, including The Wisdom of Menopause, told me she believes the movement into menopause is like a birth canal, where you slowly become more and more and more of who you truly are. So that's the notion we're going to be exploring here. Disclaimer, I have not yet gone through menopause, and I actually tried to take a class with other women about menopause, and I was told by the teacher that it wasn't fair because everyone else had been in menopause and I hadn't, so I actually got kicked out of the class. So I don't have any firsthand experience on this subject, so this lesson is a culmination of information that I've gathered in extensive research and interviewing experts on this subject. So let's talk about when menopause officially begins, because there seems to be some confusion about that. A woman is officially in menopause when she hasn't bled for a year. So let's say your periods become erratic and you haven't bled for 10 months and then you start again. You're not officially in menopause until you haven't bled for an entire year. Perimenopause, or menopause transition, lasts for 5 to 10 years, typically. So if you're experiencing some erratic periods, that's technically called perimenopause. Some of my friends who are in their 40s are starting to notice this happening with their bodies, and there's kind of a panic, like, oh my gosh, menopause is coming right around the corner. Well, according to many experts in this field, perimenopause can last for 5 to 10 years. So it doesn't necessarily mean menopause is right around the corner. You could have quite a bit of time until menopause officially begins. So when you've stopped bleeding for a year, you're in menopause. Christiane Northrup says that menopause is a crossroads. We can choose here what to do with the remainder of our time. We either choose to thrive, or choose to begin to degenerate. She says we hear it all the time. Oh, everyone in my family had a hysterectomy at 50, so I'm probably going to have a hysterectomy at 50. Or, oh, I think I'm becoming arthritic. I'm old now. Versus the choice to thrive. I need to get in touch with what makes me feel alive. It's been said by many thought leaders on this subject that all of this energy, this heat, that's sometimes known as hot flashes, can be thought of as kundalini energy. Or maybe a different way to frame it is power surges. And the idea is that they're there to assist you in burning away the old and realigning your body for broader pathways to spirit and your own personal truth. This is a great way to think about it if you're choosing to think of menopause as a time to thrive, to move you more in the direction of what makes you feel alive. I love that reframe. Here's another menopause fact. After about 40 years of cycling, our cycling becomes predictable, especially if we start tracking and we start understanding. But menopause changes that and invites us to replace advanced planning with real-time presence. The unpredictability of menopause allows us to take stock of all areas in our lives where we have become habitual, complacent, or maybe operating on autopilot. It asks us to reassess our relationships, our work, our kids, and our money. Are we living our highest truth? We can either approach this with fear, like, oh, my whole life is falling apart, which is what a lot of women say during menopause transition, or empowerment. I'm making choices to thrive in every single area of my life. I'm making sure all my choices are in alignment with my highest truth. Another fact, according to Christiane Northrup, menopause can be the most creative time of your life. She talks at length about taking tango classes after menopause, something she'd always dreamt of doing. She knew that idea lit her up, and so she made that decision to learn to dance the tango, and that's been a decision that's helped her to thrive. Many women experience higher levels of pleasure when they are older. Another quote by Dr. Northrup says, "Menopause is where you really move into your goddess energy in a big way. You're no longer losing your blood, so your FSH and LH hormones in your pituitary gland are at the same level as when you're ovulating. And for many women, this is their peak time for sexual desire." I found this fact really fascinating and something I'd never heard about menopause years. We often hear the opposite about vaginal dryness or fears of losing sexuality, where in actuality, this is the time to really step into our full embodiment of goddess energy in a big way. And again, I love this reframe. I love this information because it's often hidden from women. Also, wisdom cultures turn to elders, often women, as spiritual leaders. A traditional Native American saying says, "At her first bleeding, a woman meets her power. During her bleeding years, she practices it. At menopause, she becomes it." So this again is solidifying this idea of moving into our power, moving into our sexuality, moving into the embodiment of goddess energy in menopause. We are living much longer than our ancestors. Remember, this is not your mother's menopause, and it's not your grandmother's menopause. This is yours. And we are living longer than our ancestors, so there's so many more rich opportunities to reassess, reinvent, make decisions to thrive, be creative, be more authentically you, be a spiritual advisor for others, and experience pleasure beyond your wildest dreams. Deanne Lamb says, "Under the red moon, we menstruate, we ovulate, we dance our lives as cyclical women. Under the purple moon, we hold our blood and magic within, we dance our lives as wise women. We take our place as spiritual elders." So with all these ideas and more, start to flirt with the idea of shifting your perception about what menopause means for you and your own personal growth. If you're interested in learning more about the spirituality of menopause, I would encourage you to go to deannalamb.com and look at Deanna Lamb's work. She's the one who does the purple tent gatherings. Purple tent, again, means like women who are in menopause gathering together. She's the founder of Red Tents in Every Neighborhood, and she does do a lot of menopause work. Also, check out drnorthrup.com. That's where you can find Dr. Christiane Northrup. She, again, is the author of The Wisdom of Menopause. A great book if you're going through menopause or perimenopause. So I encourage you to look into these resources or others that you may find on your own, because it's important to shift this perception about menopause being a time of losing all of these feminine gifts and instead shift it to the idea of moving into the next phase of our embodiment. Also, if you're interested in Wisdom of Menopause, you can find it under the shop icon. It's listed under recommended reading. And when you're ready, I'll meet you in Module 8, Lesson 5, our very last lesson, where we'll be doing an initiation meditation. I'll see you there.